NATO Secretary General rooted to Trump. I'm committed to finding a way forward on Greenland. By Nick Gilbertson on January 20, 2026. North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Secretary General Mark Rutte told President Donald Trump that he is committed to finding a way forward on Greenland. The president shared a picture of Rutte's message to Truth Social early Tuesday morning. "Mr. President, dear Donald, what you accomplished in Syria today is incredible. I will use my media engagements in Davos to highlight your work there, in Gaza, and in Ukraine. I'm committed to finding a way forward on Greenland. Can't wait to see you. Yours, Mark," Rutte wrote in the message. Trump noted in a Truth post less than 2 hours before sharing Rutte's message that he and the NATO Secretary General had a very good telephone call about Greenland. "I agreed to a meeting of the various parties in Davos, Switzerland. As I expressed to everyone, very plainly, Greenland is imperative for national and world security. There can be no going back, on that, everyone agrees," Trump wrote. "The United States of America is the most powerful country anywhere on the globe, by far. Much of the reason for this is a rebuilding of our military during my first term, which rebuilding continues at even more expedited pace," he added. Trump said the United States is the only power that can ensure peace throughout the world, and it is done, quite simply, through strength. At the conclusion of his post, Rutte's message to Trump comes a day after the president penned a letter to Norwegian Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre, stating that he no longer feels an obligation to think purely of peace before expressing his desire for the United States to acquire Greenland. According to PBS NewsHour foreign affairs and defense correspondent Nick Schifrin, Trump wrote to Støre, "Dear Jonas, considering your country decided not to give me the Nobel Peace Prize for having stopped 8 wars plus, I no longer feel an obligation to think purely of peace, although it will always be predominant, but can now think about what is good and proper for the United States of America. Denmark cannot protect that land from Russia or China, and why do they have a right of ownership anyway? There are no written documents, it's only that a boat landed there hundreds of years ago, but we had boats landing there, also. I have done more for NATO than any other person since its founding. And now, NATO should do something for the United States. The world is not secure unless we have complete and total control of Greenland. Thank you, President DJT." Trump sets out for Davos on Tuesday and is slated to give an address on Wednesday.